With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Nicknamed Trump Force One, former President Trump already has his own jetliner. Now, as correspondent Ben Thomas tells us, Mr. Trump has something else.
How do you like my garbage truck?
The showman coming out in Donald Trump on a visit to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
It's in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
Climbing into a garbage truck with his name on the side to draw attention to a comment made by President Biden.
Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself if he knows what he's even doing. And she should be ashamed because she shouldn't let him do it.
Kamala Harris trying to distance herself from Biden's description of Trump supporters as garbage, attacks Mr. Trump, claiming that he views his detractors as the enemy.
He wants to put them in jail.
Harris speaking in Madison, Wisconsin. Also at SRNnews.com, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has test-fired another missile, this one thought to be capable of striking the continental U.S. Japan's chief cabinet secretary says Tokyo is concerned.
The missile this time is thought to be an intercontinental ballistic level. We are investigating the details on whether it was a new type. North Korea's actions, including the repeated launches, are a threat to our country, our region, and to the international community's peace and security, and cannot be tolerated.
Yoshi Masahayishi heard there through a BBC translator. The government's latest inflation update shows that prices do continue to rise, but at a slower pace, a 2.1% increase last month from 1 year earlier. They're already partying in Los Angeles after the Dodgers captured the World Series crown, beating the Yankees last night 7-6, Game 5 of the World Series. On Wall Street, the Dow down 172. This is SRN News. Who's that knocking on the door?
If you live in a presidential battleground state, it's probably the Faith and Freedom Coalition. That evangelical organization reports its volunteers have knocked on 8 million doors in 7 key states seeking to get Christians to vote. Polls indicate that millions of believers still don't get to the polls on Election Day, and mobilizing even a small percentage of them could decide who becomes president. FFC is predicting good turnout on Tuesday. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Groups promoting abortion amendments on the ballots in 10 states have outraised their opponents by more than 6-1. They're spending far more on ads. The majority of the money being raised and spent around the question before voters in Florida. There's been an influx of campaign funding in South Dakota, too. That includes money from national abortion groups such as Planned Parenthood for the first time. However, South Dakota is the only state where pro-lifers have significantly outraised supporters of the abortion amendment. This is SRN News. As if navigating the streets of New York isn't already challenging enough, jaywalking is now legal in the city.
Legislation passed by the city council has officially become law after Mayor Eric Adams declined to sign or veto it after 30 days. The new law permits pedestrians to cross a roadway at any point, including outside of a crosswalk and against traffic signals. Councilmember Mercedes Narcisse, who sponsored the legislation, says the law ends racial disparities in enforcement, as more than 90% of jaywalking tickets were issued to Black and Latino people last year. Adams' office says it continues to encourage pedestrians to cross in a crosswalk with a walk signal. John Scott reporting.
Snow has fallen on Hawaii's tallest peak, briefly turning the mountaintop into a winter wonderland. The summit area of Mauna Kea on the Big Island got about 2 inches of white powder this week. Not unusual for snow to fall at the higher elevations during the wetter winter months. More details at SRNnews.com.